Hi, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me today. I just want to say that I believe in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, but I do not go to church. Let me repeat that. I believe in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, but I do not go to church. Now, you may be asking why. Well, I'll answer that shortly. But I just want to start off by saying the mere statement, going to church, you know, people use that phrase all the time, I'm going to church, or what church do you go to, only demonstrates our ignorance of this subject. The mere statement or the mere question, when you say what church do you go to or you say you go to church, it only demonstrates our ignorance. Again, let me repeat it, just in case you didn't hear me the first time, because usually when I talk about this, They never rejoice in God and Jesus Christ, but most people will rejoice about the church issue. But I want to make this clear. I believe in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, but I do not go to church. I am not part of what my friend Martin Zender called the fan club, his fan club. I don't belong to a denomination of any kind. Some think that you can't have God unless you go to church. Well, I believe just the opposite. I believe the best place to find God is outside of church, more properly in the scriptures themselves. Remember the term go to church? We mentioned it at the beginning, and I said I'd explain what I meant by that verse, by that statement being inaccurate. First of all, let me read to you Ephesians chapter 1 from the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. It says here that God subjects all under His feet, that is Christ, and gives Him His head over all to the ecclesia, that's the word church, which is His body, the complement of the one completing the all in all. So the first question is, what is church? Well, the church is His body. It's the body of Christ. It's not a building. It doesn't contain steeples, vestments, baptistries, incense, stained glass windows, or anything of the sort. The church is the body of Christ. I want to quote to you something here from my friend Martin Zender's book, How to Quit Church Without Quitting God. And he said this, I saw a church sign last week at the Church of Christ here in town. The sign explained a lot about what Christians think worship is. Veterans Day was approaching, and the sign said, because they served, we are free to worship. Not true. And let me explain. I am free to worship always and everywhere. I appreciate what our veterans have done and still do to keep enemies from our shores, but fighting for my freedom to worship is another matter. How could I ask these brave men and women to risk their lives trying to defend a thing that could never be taken from me? I can worship God in jail. I can worship God in a Chinese prison camp. I can worship God in a nation overtaken by militants of every persuasion. I can do this because true worship happens inside of me. God's temple is my heart, and I carry my heart wherever I go. Worship occurs in my spirit, and nothing can stop that. This sign proves to me that Christians have reduced worship to gathering and buildings. Should a godless enemy overtake our country, the enemy will blow up all our churches and there will be no more buildings to gather in. The Christians will panic because their worship centers on buildings. No buildings, no worship. That's what they think, and basically that's what the sign suggests. There are many good reasons to fight for this country. The reason on the church sign is a bad one. No one should kill or be killed trying to preserve this one thing. I can't lose. I can't lose it because the church is the body of Christ. It's not a building. And you need to go to the scriptures for this information, and that's the best place to go. This is Dan Sheridan. My web address is crossandthrone.com. Go there to the website and go to our store, and you can get great books like this, How to Quit Church Without Quitting God by Martin Zender and other authors. Again, thank you for joining me today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Believe God no matter what the clergy says.